Good evening.
Evening.
Okay, Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, welcome aboard. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started, but we're going to turn it over to you and let you give us our open selection tonight.
Okay. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first received. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where
selection. Okay, tonight our opening prayer will be done by Minister Francis Clark.
Amen. Father God, we do come before you in your precious and holy name. Lord, we're just giving you glory. We give you the honor and praise that is due to thee this day and forevermore, Lord. We thank you, God, for how you kept us, how you watch us over us day by day, God. We thank you, God, for how you're keeping us, Father. Lord, going through, Father, we just glorify thee on tonight. God, I pray, Lord, to remember everyone that's on this line tonight. Father, you know what each and every one of us need. Father, we pray, God, that you will bless the teacher of the hour, God. Lord, that you will empower, Father, into her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that you will use her in a mighty special way, God. Lord, that she will pour into us, God. And, Father, God, we will be doers of our word, God, living by your word, God, doing what you want us to do, God. Because, Father, we know, Lord, that you're soon to come. Lord, it's our prayer, God, that our families also be saved, God. We ask you, Lord, that you just use us in a mighty special way. Lord, just bless and keep us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you are worthy, God. We know, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. We can put our trust in you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for how you're doing, what you're doing in our lives, Father. I pray, God, that you remember each and every one, whatever they may be going through on tonight, God. Lord, realizing, God, that you, Father, as we look up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, we know, Lord, our help comes from you, God, and we can depend on you, Father, no matter what may come, no matter what may go, God. But we know, Lord, we can put our trust in you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are prayer answering, God, because we have done it so many times, Father. Time after time, God, and we just glorify you and honor you, God. I pray, God, to just have your way on tonight, God. Bless the speaker, God. We pray, God, for anointing, God, because your anointing, God, is going to break the yoke, Father. Bless in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just glorify thee, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Let your perfect will be done. And, Father, we will be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praises, the honor and the glory that belongs unto thee. No other one else, God. Nobody but you deserve it, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Minister Clark. I'd like to welcome everybody to Thursday night Bible study, where we will continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it over to her.
Thank you, brother. Good evening, everyone.
Good
we thank God for another Thursday night, and thank him most of all that he kept us for a whole week and allowed us to be able to come back together again tonight to share in his word. And we know, thank you, Minister Clark, for the prayer, because we know it is his word that is that solid ground that we can stand on no matter what's going on around us. If we can stay in the word, we can stay in that place of safety. So thank God tonight. Thank God for Minister Clark. I mean, Minister Street bringing us the word last week, facing chaos. And I believe a lot of us have experienced that. If not going through it now, we have. And if we haven't been through it, just keep living. Because there's a lot of things that we experience, and it comes, I believe, under heading of chaos. And she gave us the scriptures, so I pray that you went back and read the scriptures. So, because the scriptures, that word is our weapon. And, yeah. And when everything else fails, if we hold on to the word, if we speak the word, if we believe the word most of all, then we're going to be able to keep standing. And yeah. And I told her earlier that I kind of wanted to piggyback off of that this week, and the Lord didn't take me in that direction. So I've learned that I have to obey him because it's all about him, and it's his program, and we just need to learn how to be obedient. So tonight what he's given me to share is the quiet place of prayer. And as Robert said, our theme, so for the 7 years that we've been, I think it's seven, I get ahead of myself, but for whatever length of time that we've been doing the Bible study, it's been all about prayer. And I don't think if Christ tarries another 100 years, I don't think we will finish with all that he has to say to us about prayer, because prayer is coming into his presence. Prayer is conversation with the Father, not talking to him, but talking with him. And and in doing that, I don't think we're going to ever get where we finish with that. I pray that we don't, because I like spending time in the presence of God, and I like to talk to him, and I've learned that the most important thing is being still or being quiet and let him talk to us. So, again, the subject for tonight, the topic is the quiet place of prayer, which is in the presence of God. And John chapter 4 and verse 24 says, and this was Jesus talking about the living water, and that's a whole nother lesson. But if you read that fourth chapter, there's a lot in there about what God said to Jesus said to the woman at the well. And he said, God is a spirit. This is verse 24. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so tonight we want to kind of share a little bit what he's given us about that. To be able to talk with God, we have to be in his presence. You know, we can talk to one another miles apart by telephone or some other technical device and have a successful conversation. But we can't have an effective time with the Father except we be in his presence. And as scripture, that's the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24. It tells us what God is. God is a spirit. And if we have a conversation with him, we're going to have to step outside the flesh and enter into his presence and the spirit so that we can have that effective time with him. And that place is called the Holy of Holies in the scripture. And you can look and find that in the Exodus in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 26 or Hebrews chapter 9 or chapter 10 in the New Testament, it tells you about that place called the Holy of Holies. It's an interesting study, and I believe it'll benefit each of us if you haven't already studied it a little bit, then it will benefit you to go and study that. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And prayer is working. And in case you hadn't figured out how to connect the dots, prayer is worship. And that's what it is when we go into the presence of the Father. And our praying should be full of adoration, affection, and fondness for God. Those are three of the things that should be at the top of our list when we seek to worship him or go into his presence. He created us in order to have someone on whom he could shower his love. You know, that, and we all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, but his son loved us so much that he stretched out his arm on the cross so that he could pay the price that we owe, the debt that we owe that we couldn't pay. Jesus stretched his arm out. God loved us so much, he gave his only son, and the son loved us so much that he went to the cross to pay our sin debt so we can be connected to, reconnected to the Father. And he did it so that the whole body of Christ can worship the Father in spirit and truth. When Jesus went to the cross, we no longer have to depend on somebody else to go into the presence of God for on our behalf. We can do it ourselves, and so we don't need to play around. We need to learn how and what God expects, and the only way to do that is going to the Word. And so on Thursday night, when we've shared the different scriptures and topics and all that God has given us, it is just preparation for us to know how to go to Him and be effective. I think it's the book of James that talks about that effectual fervent prayer. And that's what we want to have. Our prayer, we need to, number one, we need to go to God with confidence that He's going to hear our prayer and answer it. And then we need to make sure that it's an effectual prayer and it's a fervent prayer. We need to pray all the time, not just when there's a special need. We need every day. And I believe in Matthew, that's what it says, that we're supposed to pray daily. And we're supposed to say Our Father, and then we go on according to the Lord's Prayer in the book of Matthew. It tells us what Jesus taught the disciples and how he taught them to pray, and that should be step one. But when we learn to go into His presence according to that Lord's Prayer, then as we grow in faith and understanding of the Word, we're going to be able to declare some things and know that according to the Word, it's going to take place. But we have to spend time in the Word, spend time in the present in order for this to happen. One of the best ways in the world to show God love is to worship Him and in prayer. And then as they say the other thing, worship Him. And when we do that, we show our affection for Him, and we show Him our love, and we're able also to receive His love that He has for us. The greater love has no man. And we don't know, I don't think we'll ever know how great God's love is. Even though we read the Word and it talk about the depths of it and all and everything, I don't think we'll ever be able to wrap our mind around what that means. But it doesn't matter if we don't ever totally get comprehend at all. It's just as long as we know that this is what God requires or expects of us, and it is a way of showing love and receiving love. Prayer is the highest expression of our dependence on God, and it is also, I believe, the highest expression of love. It's asking for what we want. And we can ask for anything, and even the most difficult thing is to do not be anxious about anything, no matter what you're going through, no matter how big it seemed to you, or even how small it seemed. The scripture, this is Philippians 4:6, is do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So whatever it is, sometimes, you know, you think, well, like say you have a bad cold, you think, well, no, it's going to go away. I can shake this. But then when you get hit with something else, pneumonia, COVID, when COVID was around, those were things that you know you needed some help. And you went, but you need to go to God even with the headaches and the bad cold. Anything, large or small, it's not too big to take to God, and it's not too small to take to God in prayer, and take it with expectancy that God is going to move on our behalf. Like I say, prayer is worship, and that's what we do That's what we want to do when we go into the presence of God. Until we get to the point of being quiet, of being still, saying nothing, then prayer should be our way of entrance. It has to be, and because the way we get operate in the spirit. Prayer, however, by its nature, is requesting. I'm going to read that again. Prayer, however, by its nature, is requesting. It's not insisting or clamoring. We can make no demands of God or deal with him. Make no deals. We can't make no demands. We can't make any deals. God doesn't make deals with us. But when we go, we understand the word. We know what he said. If we have a need, he's concerned about everything that concerns us. And when we go to him in prayer, make our request known, then once we pray through, we can turn it loose and leave it there and know that, that God's going to take care of it. So when we walk with God, we wait on God. And again, he said, and I think you can look in Psalms 27 and 14, we're supposed to make our demands known, but then he said, ask and then wait. And we wait with patience. That's one, I think we need to back up and say that again. We wait with patience and submission until God gives us what it is we have requested. I think many times we feel like we put God on our timetable, a schedule, and God doesn't operate in time. So if it doesn't happen, if we pray and it doesn't happen today, maybe we'll wait to see that. But if it don't come through tomorrow, then we want to move on to something. But that is not exercising patience. Patience means be still, be submissive until God. Again, look, I like to say it this way. If the cloud don't move, you be still, don't you move either. But when the cloud move, you know God is saying go forward, and he's already opening the path for you to walk in. So Amen. To be patient and submissive, surrender our whole self. I think that's part of being humble in the presence of God, that we don't make our own decisions and move forward before we're supposed to. I think we miss our blessings sometimes by doing that. We decide, if God hadn't moved in a couple of days, then, I'll go to plan A. With God and as believers, we shouldn't have a plan A. It's always a plan B. I'm sorry. We go to plan B. With God, it should just be plan A. Just go to him and make our request known, and then wait on the Lord and be of good courage while we're waiting. And when we do that, we will operate in patience, and we will be submissive to the Lord. Because, the scripture tells us if we be humble and go to God, whatever it is, that there's anything that would hinder him from moving on our behalf, because in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, that he will forgive our sin and heal the land. And it's only thing that can stop God from moving on our behalf is there is something in our life that we have not repented of and asked forgiveness for that is a stumbling block from to keep God from moving on our behalf. And so when we be patient and surrender our all to him and wait on the Lord, then we can see God, because he know what we need. He know many times just waiting to build our faith by not giving it to us immediately. Anything that you want and get it right then, it doesn't take faith to believe for if it comes, when you can just go put your hand on it. The faith comes when you don't know where it's coming from and you don't know how long it's going to take to get there, but because you trust God, you give it to him and then you wait on the Lord. You just patiently wait. Every day you trust God. Well, and it's never, sometimes they say it's at the 11th hour before God comes through. It's all right. If we learn to trust in God, then it doesn't make any difference where it comes the minute after we speak it, or whether it comes the 11th hour or at the minute before 12 and when it's due. As long as we trust God and let him come through for us, Amen. And that we can grow from that. We cannot grow from things coming forth before our faith have had time to increase. So prayer is, again, asking for understanding. So I'm going to go back and name. Prayer is worship. Prayer is expression and dependence on God. Prayer is, in the very nature, is making a request known to God. And the number four is, prayer is asking for understanding. When we go to God, he said, in all thy getting, get understanding. You know, we can't get the God kind of understanding by going to any book other than the Word of God. And Amen. He said, wisdom, we can only get the wisdom of God from God. And so and he said, we can only get it through prayer. You have to commune with the Father. You have to talk to God and let God talk back to you in order for you to have the things that he promised, that, you know, that he would give us when we ask for it. So we get out. Once we get understanding of what God requires of us, we are able to then depend on God, be still in his presence, and we can move forward when we need to boldly. But if you don't have to get understanding first and have the wisdom of God and then go to the Word and study so you can have the knowledge of God, we're not able to function in his will as we should. So when we pray, we can focus on the being united with the Father, bringing the fragments of our heart back to where God put it all together, and we are able to trust him with our whole heart. Again, it would go to Proverbs, because he said we can do that. He will direct our path. So when we pray and wait for the understanding that God will give us, we are able to then to focus on uniting our whole heart with the will of the Father. And when we do that, the fragments of our heart. Sometimes, Dave, you felt, I believe most of us have experienced it, where we feel kind of a fragment, like scattered. Things are just scattered, and we can't quite pull it together. But maybe we need to stop, spend some time in prayer, because it either can be our mind or our heart. And we need, whichever one it is, we want it and we need it. United. So it can focus on the things of God and not get caught up in the things of the world. So in the quiet place of prayer, which is God's presence, that God will give us comfort, God will instruct us, and God will listen to us. Whatever we have to say to him, he will take time to listen. And we can learn how to love and worship him more. And those are things I believe that we need to do in order to keep standing and not get caught up in what's going on right now and be swept away. And this is sad, but we've seen recently that people have lost their lives by getting swept away as we've had the rain, that there's places where the water have gotten so high, and they keep telling you don't try to go through it. But for some reason, you know, do it anyway, and they get swept away. And if we don't stay rooted and grounded in Christ and connected to the Father, we will get swept away into the thing that is going on right now. And we, too, can lose our life by not staying connected to the Father and knowing and being able to be fed the spiritual thing we need so we can stay strong and courageous. To go back again, read the scriptures in John chapter, the Gospel of John, chapter 4 and verse 24. Also, Exodus 26, Leviticus 16, Hebrews chapter 9 and 10. And this will talk about that Holy of Holies. That's a whole nother study in itself, what the Holy of Holies is. But just one thing you need to remember, it is the place where God promised that his children, that he would meet them. It's his very presence. That's where we're looking to go to when we pray.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Quiet place prayer is the presence of God. And when Amen. We can go there, we can pray effectively, and we can do it with confidence. God bless you, and I'll turn it back over to Robert.
Thank you, sis, for the word.
Yeah.
Tonight, our 30 seconds is going to be done by Portia Barnes. I'll turn it over to her.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, moving right along. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up for an input and update.
Well, Robert, we can ask the, everyone to pray for our family. We lost a cousin, and that funeral will be this Saturday here in Raleigh at Ferguson's Funeral Home. I don't have all the stats to tell you, but if you call call me, I'll put you in touch with one that has all that information. So we want you to pray for the for our family, the Barnes family.
Okay. Okay, there's no inputs update. We'll press right along with roll call. Okay, we got Nichelle or either Linda on. I think we're missing both of them tonight.
I guess you are the roll call, Burke.
Okay, I don't have an updated roster, but I call from what I get. Okay, and it won't be in order that they normally do it. But okay, Evelyn C.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Reverend Richardson.
Here.
Dan and Everton.
Yeah.
Carolyn, Mr. Street.
Here.
Dan and Everton.
Here again.
Okay. That's Sandy, not Danny. Okay.
Here.
Okay, Minister Francis Clark.
Here.
Oh, now I see Linda Hodge. Okay, Gloria Edwards.
Here.
Gracie Jordan.
Here.
Robin and Portia.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Charles. Okay. Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Okay. They must be muted. Okay. Tangela.
Here.
Willa Mae Jones.
Here.
Jan Chamberlain.
Here.
Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Molly.
Who?
Molly.
Jesus will be back.
Okay.
Praise God.
Lisa?
Here.
Okay. Tina Straw?
Here.
Okay. Mr. Carlin Street?
Here.
Okay. And Deborah Bradford? Okay. I know I missed somebody. Who I miss?
The children, Robert.
Oh, okay. Got them all.
Kamari.
Darius.
Ashanti.
Michael.
Call Charles. Okay.
Juanita Yeverton.
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Okay.
You got Michael.
Okay. Now I got to update the roster. Anyone else?
Brother Robert, I had invited a young lady to come on tonight. I'm going to call her name and see if she'll answer. Gwen, are
okay.
You on? Evidently, she didn't make it. But she got the information. She said she was going to join in with us sometime.
Okay. It's always a good thing. Invite some new people. Okay.
I thought I heard Richard, too.
Yeah, I got Richard. Okay. Who else?
Barbara Williams.
Barbara Williams. Okay. All right. Missing anybody else?
Is Deborah Jackson on?
I don't see Deborah. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Okay, before we go in, Father, for next week, our opening prayer is going to be done by Virginia Brown. We'll let her know. And our 30 seconds is going to be Gloria Edwards. Okay, and for the Manicure family, Sunday meeting, 8 o'clock, and we'll be doing our summary of the 2025 getaway. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and turn this over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Bible study. We thank you for our teacher tonight, God. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Close us in our right mind. Oh, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, God. Lord, we ask you to continue to use us for your glory, God. Lord, we know that you are a deliverer, God. You'll deliver each and every one of us, God. You'll give us the strength that we need from day to day. Lord, I thank you, God. If any sin in our life, God, move it out, God. Search our heart, God. We want a clean heart, a pure strength in our mind, God. Let it be what you have it to be. If any wickedness in us, God, Lord, move it out, God, and give us this right spirit, God, that we are better serve you. I thank you right now for this day, God. Thank you for our family, God. Continue to touch them and use them for your glory, God. Lord, and save our family, the one that's not saved, God, one that are saved, God. Keep us encouraged, God, to hold on to you, God. We thank you for everything. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. And I thank you for this day, God, a day that we've never seen before, God. Lord, we look to the hill from which cometh our help. We realize it comes from you, God. Only you can do, God, more than what we can ever ask or think, God. And I thank you right now for it. Lord, remember the bereaved family today. Oh, God, and comfort them, God. Lord, and be with them, strengthen them through every trial and every test, God. Oh, God, we ask you to remember Deborah Jackson, God. Lord, continue to heal her body, God. Lord, and touch and strengthen her, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord,
and help her to be all that you have her to be, God. Lord, and I thank you for everything that you've done. You said, let not our heart be troubled. You told us to believe in you. We believe in your word, God. We trust you, God. Lord, that you will keep us, God, in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, and help us to be faithful, God. Oh, God, and hold on to you in these last and evil days, God. Lord, and I thank you, God, for our children, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, watch over them, God. Suffer no harm to come against them, God. Oh, God, all that we need, God, you promise to supply our everyday need,
Lord.
God. Oh,
thank
God,
you,
open the windows of heaven, God, and cause our blessing, God, that we cannot have not enough room to receive it, God. Lord, we rebuke the enemy right now, God. Lord, we ask you right now to be with us, God. You said,
Lord,
I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world, God.
Thank you,
God. Oh, God, if some is discouraged to stay, God, Lord, I ask you to encourage them, help them to hold on to you, God. Oh, God, in these trying times, God, help them to believe, God. We walk by faith and not by sight, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Help us, God, to believe you and trust you, God. You said, lean not to our own understanding. You said, in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And I thank you right now, God. Thank you for everything that you've done. You said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, God. And they that dwell therein, God. We believe, God, in you. We trust you, God. Oh, God, help us to walk by faith, God, and not
Yes,
God. Oh, God,
thank
as we
you,
sleep
Jesus.
Tonight, Lord, watch over
yes,
each
Lord.
One, God. Lord, and give us that sweet sleep. Be with us, God. Oh, God, and strengthen our body, God. Oh, God, where there's pain, God, numb those pain, God. Oh, God,
thank
and let
you,
it, God, have a good night rest, God.
Yes,
Lord, and
God.
I thank
yes,
you, God.
God.
Let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. My strength and my redeemer. Lord, we thank you for this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for the closing prayer. And we'd like to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having everyone back next week. And with that said, we'll say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.